By confrontation, violence.
Oh, is that the question you were asking?
Yeah.
See, that's another thing. When you talk about a revolution, most people think violence, without realizing that the real content of any kind of revolutionary thrust lies in the principles and the goals that you're striving for, not in the way you reach them. On the other hand, because of the way this society is organized, because of the violence that exists on the surface everywhere, you have to expect that there are going to be such explosions. You have to expect things like that as reactions. If you are a black person and live in the black community all your life and walk out on the street every day seeing white policemen surrounding you, when I was living in Los Angeles, for instance, long before the situation in L.A. ever occurred, I was constantly stopped. No, the police didn't know who I was, but I was a black woman, and I had a natural, and they, I suppose, thought that I might be a, quote, militant. And when you live under a situation like that constantly, and then you ask me, you know, whether I approve of violence. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense at all.
In blood red on bandage white, they wrote the names of those who have died after altercations with the police. Decades of mistrust fueling a gathering of thousands, demanding a new relationship between police and France's ethnic minorities. This protest was organised by the sister of 24-year-old Adama Traoré. He died 4 years ago, having been detained for not carrying identity documents. To them, he is France's George Floyd. Up to 15,000 joined together from across Paris's diverse communities. This was to be a walk through the streets of a nation built on liberty and equality, with every exit from the Place de la République closed. The freedom to leave was lost.
Why aren't West Indians applying to come to this country in any numbers?
Well, I would say that the Commonwealth Immigrants Act has acted as a deterrent against their coming. And in fact, that was the intention of the Act, which many of us considered a colour bar bill.
Now, there was a good deal of ill feeling about this Act when it was introduced. Has that ill feeling among West Indians died down?
What is important to recognise now, it's not so much their feeling directed against the Act as such, because they're responsible, the Act is law, they're fighting to repeal it, but the consequences of the Act, namely the fact that the population at large, because of the whole propaganda against the West Indians, regard them as second-class citizens, and they themselves, on the job, in virtually every sphere of life, find this difficulty since the Immigration Act in terms of discrimination, colour bar housing, etc.
Well, can I say to the Home Secretary that the relationship between this country and the West Indies and Caribbean is inextricable. The first British ships arrived in the Caribbean in 1623, and despite slavery, despite colonisation, 25,000 Caribbeans served in the First World War and Second World War alongside British troops. When my parents and their generation arrived in this country under the Nationality Act of 1948, they arrived here as British citizens. Can she explain how many have been deported? How many have been detained as prisoners in their own country? Can she tell the House how many have been denied health under the National Health Service? How many have denied pensions? How many have lost their job? This is a day of national shame.
Ripped to the ground in just seconds. This was an historic moment. The statue to this 17th century slave trader has stood for more than 120 years. It now lies at the bottom of the city's harbour.
He can do some things that you can't do. You can do some things that he can't do. I can do some things that neither of you can do. Correct? You know, I know I can't drive a truck. You know, and I can't run a bank. You know, I can't count.
But I can't lead a movement. But I can fuck up your mind.
What's gonna happen?
Sooner or later. All the wretched of the earth. In one way or another, next Tuesday or next Wednesday, will destroy the cobblestones in which London and Rome and Paris are built. The world will change, because it has to change. And the Pope will die. The church is a criminal church. The party is over. That is what is going to happen.
Beep-bop. People. 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 People.